coming up on the Movie Review Crew podcast.
Anyway, that's all I watched.
A lot of awful horror.
Now that you've named off half the movies on Netflix,
it's been so long since we. It's been what, 2 weeks since we recorded.
He's like on Forrest Gump when he spends 14 days listing all the types of shrimp.
All the types of shrimp I watch. Gumbo shrimp, shrimp scampi.
Yeah. Like, and he stops one day and he's that's it. He's done. That's Aaron.
Anything else, Aaron? Okay.
Oh no, that's it.
All right, welcome in everybody to another edition of the Movie Review Crew. I'm going to be your host again today, Shane Chronican, and joining me is Nate Dudley.
Hello!
And Aaron Chronican.
Hello.
We are continuing Horror Month, and we are also continuing awful movies. Is that fair to say?
I mean, Nate comes back after like 3 weeks off, and he's like, triumphant return.
Yeah.
This movie.
Ugh. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either.
I didn't hate it.
Spoiler I didn't alert. Like love it, but I
right.
didn't hate it.
Right. We'll get into that.
Yep. You know what I think? Because with his last pick, Nate was like, you know what? I'm going to try to crack the top 10 and pick 13 Lives, which everybody loved.
Yeah.
And then he was like, now I got to see if I can find something in the bottom 10.
No. This is not nearly
dude, this is
close
not
to our bottom 10.
Yeah.
We will be reviewing Trick, a 2019 horror movie. But before we get to that, has anybody seen anything lately that they'd like to talk about?
Go ahead, Aaron, you go first. Well, it's been a few weeks, so I'll just go. I mean, and with Halloween right around the corner or past by the time this releases, I caught up on some new horror movies. Most of them not great, but Hocus Pocus 2, you know.
Why?
Because my wife picked it.
And you have to do it.
She also, not a Halloween movie, but she also picked The Lost City, which was from way earlier this year with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah. The bad that guy. Wasn't bad. I liked that
and
one.
And Channing Tatum. And yeah.
It was dumb fun.
Sandra Bullock is the female protagonist. But it's chuckled a few times, but it's mostly just kind of dumb fun.
Yeah. It's just a safe movie to appeal
Brad
to
Pitt
most
is
people
in
possible.
There for about 10 minutes, and it's just great.
What movie is this again?
The Lost City.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It was a fun one. But anyway, so then moving on to more horror stuff. I guess it was marketed as a horror, but Mr. Harrigan's Phone on Netflix is a Stephen King adaptation. And it's absolutely not a horror movie. I think they just associated Stephen King's name with, so they're like, oh, we have to sell it as a horror movie. But it's not. And it's not that great either. So I'd say pass that.
But did you love it?
Loved it.
Or did you? Good.
A movie that Shane's hyped up since he saw it, and it just...
I don't know what it is, but I'm hyping it up already now.
Barbarian.
Yeah!
I mean, I can't go into it and spoil anything, but most of it, and then you go think, and you're like, this guy had this one idea for this thing that happens, this, and then he just filled the rest of it with these characters for 2 hours, and it just didn't work for me.
Yeah, but how much did you like
it? I loved
it, though.
It wasn't scary. It wasn't all that interesting.
It had some tense scenes.
Just because they're in the dark, sniffling like Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. It's really good. That was filmed better than that. Don't.
No, I'm saying no. Yes, I'm saying the actor, like that's the tension is like, oh, I'm in this place, and they're every one of them.
Yeah, because it's scary. You ever been scared?
No, I'm smart enough. I wouldn't go there. Period.
Well, that maybe you're just a sissy, and they're stronger than you.
Oh,
there's that one point, good point. And I'm not spoiling anything, but at one point, one character is trapped in this dark, scary area yelling, help, help. I would be like, you know what? I just met you a day ago. You're not that important to me. I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
And guess what? I would live. I'd go do something.
But you're a bad person.
Happy.
Was it like that commercial where it's like, how about we go to the running car?
Yep.
And they're like, no, are you stupid? No, you hide behind the chainsaw.
It wasn't it at least did do a good job of it. Had some good comedic moments, I think. What's his name? Justin Long was very good in it. Everybody was good in it. It had some unexpected moments. You definitely didn't see it coming.
They set the whole first half hour up to be like, oh, it's leading somewhere that you expect. And yeah, then it goes somewhere completely turn out of nowhere. There. Yeah.
It just
takes way too long to get to
it. I'm definitely not saying it's like an all-timer, but it was very well made. It was very enjoyable. The twist you couldn't see coming. I always like a movie that can pull that off. Or I guess not even twists, I guess reveals or certain turns that the story takes.
I mean, it's worth seeing for Halloween season, but it's not even anywhere close to my top 10.
Yeah,
another scary movie I watched. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the VHS movies. The title of the movies. They're 4, 5, 6, whatever, however many segments. Short stories that from different directors that they put into just one feature length thing and try to loosely tie them together. But this one, VHS 99, just came out on Shudder.
Yeah.
And I like to watch these just because a few of these directors that have done these VHS segments have gone on to be very prolific directors. There's not a single director in this bunch that will go anywhere or that deserves to go. It was horrendously bad. So bad. Not only will they not have a future directing opportunities, they should just quit the industry entirely. Go home.
So bad.
Are you listening to this, directors?
VHS 99. Does that mean it was all the stories were set in 99?
90s. Yeah. Yeah. And it was the whole punk rock skater vibe type of thing. And they just use it as an excuse to make it just terrible. Fake VHS quality so that it can be grainy and they can just do everything so
sometimes that works
to hide the effects. But yeah, terrible acting, just terrible all around. And then lastly, again, it's been a while. I've watched a few movies. Two very good movies. Bullet Train was maybe the most fun I've had watching a movie since Top Gun 2. It is a blast. I think it's available to rent pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You have to watch it. It's so fun. It's stupid, but it's fun. It's one of the guys that did
John Wick. Yeah. He's the one that left John Wick to do Deadpool 2.
He did the spinoff of the Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Ugh. But anyway, he did good with this one. So there's that. And then lastly, just kind of a slow burn drama on Netflix called The Stranger with Joel Edgerton.
Yes. Yep. Saw that too.
I liked it a lot. I don't want to spoil anything. I might pick it for when it's my next pick, but I liked it a lot. And Joel Edgerton's always great. So.
And so is Sean Harris. I always like him in a supporting role. I've not seen him in anything where he's the main guy. But anything I've ever seen him in where he's a supporting actor, he's just absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. It's nothing flat. It's basically, it's like an undercover cop scene that's trying to get a guy to confess to something they think he did. And it's not like this flashy, dramatic or action. There's no action scenes throughout. It's just kind of this even keel thing, kind of like with 13 Lives, where it's just this real life, because it is based on a true story, and from what I've read online, it did stay true to what happened. So I liked it a lot.
That's one I definitely am going to check out. I love Joel Edgerton,
and he's darn good in it. I mean, again, he doesn't do anything flashy. It's just the way he is, like in 13 Lives, just the way he can deliver a line so simply to elevate a scene. It's great.
Yeah, there's something to be said for an actor that just can go play any role and be natural in it. To be able to give a performance that doesn't feel like acting.
He's like the anti-Al Pacino. Pacino's got to go and just chew scenery and be larger than life.
But it works in his instance. There's different approaches you can take to acting, but I agree. His is more just subtle.
I like it.
Anyway, that's all I watched.
A lot of awful horror.
Now that you've named off half the movies on Netflix,
it's been so long since we. It's been what, 2 weeks since we recorded.
He's like on Forrest Gump when he spends 14 days listing all the types of shrimp.
All the types of shrimp I watch: gumbo shrimp, shrimp scampi.
Yeah, like, and he stops one day and he's that's it. He's done. That's Aaron.
Anything else, Aaron? Okay.
Oh no, that's it.
I watch Blacklight with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, and
I feel like every time we talk to you, we should just be like what we asked Shane. Hey, what shitty action movie did you watch this week?
Hey, come on. Liam Neeson, his thrillers are always solid. They're nothing great, but they're always solid.
It wasn't great, but it's not bad. I watched Blacklight and Memory.
Oh, okay. So I won't give you a hard time on Memory, because that's one it got bad reviews, so I'm a little afraid. But that's the guy that directed Casino Royale. It can't be terrible.
And it's Liam Neeson.
See, I think I like Blacklight more than I did Memory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then. I probably won't watch Memory.
I feel like you should watch both.
Yeah, I feel like I won't. You should. You need to branch out a little bit more.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, and then I'll throw in, what's that... the other awful Netflix movie you guys watched, the guy with amnesia, because they all do in these action
movies. Blackout.
Blackout.
Yeah, all the titles of these crappy horror movies are they're all the same. It doesn't really matter.
Blackout, that's right. I watched that one too. yeah, but I mean, Liam Neeson is, you know, Liam Neeson in his little older age.
Yeah, he can do those roles in his sleep.
Yeah.
But the problem is, even 10 years ago, they had to do awful editing to hide the fact that he's ancient and can't do action.
10 years ago, he was ancient. And now it's like 10 years later.
Exactly. So, I mean, where they do like just an obvious action stunt double.
Every time you see him running, it's like a jog. It's like what it's an intense scene, and he's just jogging. That's full on sprint, dude.
That's why he does more mystery thrillers now than full on action movies.
It's great. So I watched those two and didn't mind them. They were not a waste of time, I would say. So they were both entertaining. A little bit of action. But decent storylines. I liked Blacklight a little bit more because it's more government conspiracy type.
More mystery oriented or what?
I guess I don't know any other way than trying to
reveal a conspiracy.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Which I feel though for me those are a little bit more entertaining because I don't know, maybe a little bit more plot twist, you know,
right.
Like,
yeah,
what's going on. So did like that. And then I don't want to hear it from you guys. Oh, but I watched Dog.
Oh, me too.
Shane watched that dumb movie too.
Me too. Okay. You know what though? I don't even care.
I liked it.
It was a good little heartwarming
story.
Yes,
it was.
And
absolutely.
And Channing Tatum was not like horrible.
Yeah, he was good in it.
Yeah, I appreciated the movie, and I don't have really any qualms. Is it the greatest movie? No.
It set out to be a specific kind of movie, and it nailed it. I mean,
yep,
if you're expecting more from that movie, that's on you, not the movie.
Wow. Okay, I like that. I'm going to have to think about that next time. If you're expecting anything more than from Blacklight and Memory,
I mean,
that's on you. Okay.
What was Dog trying to be? It was trying to be a charming story with a likable lead and a freaking dog. And that's it. It's just a good 2.5, or that's not that long, 2 hours, hour and a half, road trip movie with a likable lead and a dog. And it nailed it.
It's really hard to hate dog movies.
And it had some decent drama, and it was fine. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, a teeny bit of action in it, and you know, kept the story moving. So,
and some interesting characters. The side characters were all interesting.
I like the dude from Remember the Titans, who's in.
Yeah, and I can't think of his name. Ethan Suplee, is that right?
Ethan Hawke Suplee, yeah.
That name. Yeah, he was fantastic. There was an actor. He was a former wrestler. I'm not a wrestling guy. I couldn't tell you who he was. But he was good in it. The big dude that his wife was like a weird psychic hippie. I thought he was good. All of the characters. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Met,
yep.
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm with you.
Wait, hold. I have to. God, and I feel bad because I just made fun of Dudley. I forgot another movie that I think I erased it from my memory.
Here we go. Kevin Nash is the
Kevin record. Nash. Yes.
I thought he was good in it.
I liked his character. Yeah.
His character was hilarious. Yeah. He did so good.
Yeah, he did. All right, Aaron. All right, what junk did you watch?
Give us your 14 more movies.
Marky Mark Wahlberg in all of his awfulness in Uncharted.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not ouch to Marky Mark.
No, absolutely. He was awful.
I don't think he was that bad in that movie. I don't think it's his fault. If you were expecting anything more from that movie, that's on you.
No, it's on you for pushing play on that movie. That one's on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's on Aaron. Yeah.
Don't blame the movie for you pushing play on a movie you knew was complete dump.
It's so dumb. It's really dumb.
Well, I watched a few that were actually decent. A Dog was one of them. I really enjoyed that one. It was a good time. I watched one called A Jazz Man's Blues. That's on Netflix, directed by Tyler Perry.
Dumb.
And I was impressed that it was Tyler Perry proving that he can go out of his
Madea.
Yeah, I mean, all of his movies have that same kind of feel, and this was, it still had the Tyler Perry staples where
somebody yelled hallelujah.
No, it did not have it was a very serious movie, and it was very good.
Hallelujah.
It was a bit soap opera-y, so you have to definitely be in the mood for that and be expecting that. But if you're looking for that, I thought it was great. I thought everybody in it was good. Is it about a famous jazz man
or is it just in that?
It's just the character plays jazz, so it's not a true story or anything, but it's good. It's a period piece set in the South. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I thought it was impressive that he was able to show that he's capable of doing, of stepping outside of his comfort zone, I suppose, but it was good. I enjoyed it. The other one I watched was, it's called Hellhole. It's a Polish horror movie on Netflix. And it was fine. It was a little cliche. Nothing groundbreaking, but it was very well made. It looked fantastic. It's basically this cop goes undercover at this, I don't know, a church. It's some religious church thing to investigate some weird happenings that may be going on. Very, very good visuals, very good aesthetic, very good tone, I guess. It just has this kind of dreary, dreadful tone. I liked the feel of the movie more than I liked the actual movie, but it was worth watching. I didn't hate it. And then the last one I watched, I did get around to seeing Neil Marshall's new movie, The Lair. And it wasn't up there with his greats, The Descent and Dog Soldiers. But it was fun. It was him going back to his very low budget B movie roots of a group of soldiers battling some sort of monster. In this case, it's like these human alien hybrid creatures that are found in this underground bunker. It was silly. It was very low budget and corny at times, but it was fun. It at least had the pacing and the just kind of fun and the horror action comedy hybrid that Dog Soldiers had. It at least had that feel to it. The actors were horrendous. I was some of the worst acting I've seen all year, but in that kind of movie, it kind of added to the charm. It's a very, very cheap movie, and these guys couldn't act to save them their lives. His fiance or wife, I don't know which, helped write it and is the main actress in it. And she was fine. I didn't mind her, the main character. And there was one actor that played one of the, basically a prisoner that ended up helping them. He was very good. The rest of them, it's laughable. It's like high school play acting. It's hilarious. But I would recommend it. It was fun. I really liked it. I know some people will absolutely hate it, but I dug it.
That's all I've seen.
Okay. I just want to let you know that The Lair, out of I'm keeping a track of a list of movies that we've seen, and out of nearly just under 150 movies, Lair is in the bottom 15.
As far as what?
For IMDb score.
Oh, yeah. So, well,
most people hate it. When you said some people might hate it, most
it's very obviously it. Cheap. It's very obviously the monsters are people in like rubber suits type of deal. But I liked it. It had a certain charm to it, and I enjoyed it. So I get it. If people don't like it, I understand that. But I did. Better it's my kind of movie.
Apparently.
So I dug it. Anything else? Any movie news? Anything coming out soon that you're looking forward to? Or should we get into talking about Trick?
There's a few on Netflix. This is when they're starting to release their decent looking movies. Most of it is garbage, but The Good Nurse with Jessica Chastain looks good.
That's the only reason I'm interested in it, because she's good.
Yeah. And then it's a foreign language film. Yes. The All Quiet on the Western Front looks really good, but I don't think my wife will watch it, and I'll have to find time to watch it without her. So we'll see when I can get to that.
Yeah, I agree. I will watch both of those. I just haven't gotten around to it. You know, when it comes to like a possible consideration for awards type movie in All Quiet on the Western Front, or a movie made for like $50 about alien human hybrids, I'm picking that one. I'm not going to not watch the one about soldiers fighting aliens. So that's what I picked that instead, and that happened.
Yeah.
Are we ready to talk about Trick then? Trick is a 2019 movie. It says not rated on IMDb, but it's very much rated R. I don't know if it was released to a streaming service, and they don't. I don't know why it's not rated. That's odd, but it's very much rated R. 1 hour, 40 minutes long, horror movie. It's a slasher movie. The synopsis on IMDb is: a no-nonsense detective tries to track down a mass murderer named Trick, who is terrorizing a small town. Directed by Paul Lussier. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but he has directed some not great things. Dracula 2000, My Bloody Valentine, the 2009 version.
3D.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that.
Drive Angry with Nicolas Cage. So he at least did that. Anytime you get to direct Nicolas Cage, you're pretty good, I guess, right?
450 people have directed Nick Cage. He's in a movie every week.
So he hasn't directed great things. Not a great track record as a writer. He wrote this along with a Todd Farmer, who also doesn't have a great track record. But Patrick Lussier wrote Dracula 2000, Drive Angry, Terminator Genesis. Holy moly.
God.
And Trick, Todd Farmer, besides writing this, wrote his first movie he ever wrote was Jason X, if that gives you any indication. The Messengers, the one with what's her name, Kristen Stewart. That was terrible. Drive Angry, My Bloody Valentine, and now this. So not a whole lot of, I mean, they're fine. They make horror movies for no money, and they make money. So I guess give them credit for that.
There's no way this made money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lots of money.
A million maybe.
Yeah, I am constantly looking out for movies and what to watch and what's out there. And I never heard of this movie.
Yeah,
Nate picked it.
I'm with you. I don't know how this existed. I don't know when it or how it was released.
Or maybe at some point I saw it and I'm like, a slasher with Omar Epps and Jamie Kennedy.
According to IMDb, its gross worldwide box office was $49,000.
So, dang it. I thought you were going to say million and make me look good, dude.
$48,000. No way it made money.
Wait, so it lost money because Omar Epps probably asked for at least like $55,000.
Right, and that's okay, let's go through the cast then. I mean, Jamie Kennedy,
not a great actor, but he's known. He has a small part in this. The main player is Omar Epps, who is known. I mean, that guy, he was known for, he was in House for a long time. He's been in quite a few
Love movies. Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's been in some good stuff. He's a good, decent actor. He's known. I'm surprised. I don't know. I guess maybe they did pay him a lot of money to get him to be in this. Also, the main actress is Christina Reyes. I've not seen her in anything.
I haven't either, but I like her.
She was fine. And then the sheriff was played by Ellen Adair, who's a very established TV actress. She's played in quite a few things. You'd also probably recognize Tom Atkins. He played the old man, Talbot. He's been mm-hmm. in quite a few. He's been in some John Carpenter movies. He was in The Fog. He was in Halloween 3. I recognized him as Hunsucker from the very original Lethal Weapon movie. But he's at least recognizable. He's been around for a while. Other than that, bunch of nobodies. Getting into the scores, boy. 4.9 on IMDb out of 10. A 16 out of 100 on Metascore. That's rough. On Rotten Tomatoes, the critics give it a 36%, 4.2 out of 10. The audience, it has a 28%, giving it a 5 out of 10. Not great scores all around. Not great scores all around. But I'm going to be honest. Those are a little low to me. I mean, this isn't.
I agree. Yeah.
No.
Aaron.
Listen. I have no problem with this slasher. I mean, for what it's trying to be, fine. But it is a terribly made movie.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell that. I mean, the sound quality is awful.
Some weird editing that the I didn't
editing
understand.
Is
the writing's not great.
Yeah. I mean,
but
so,
still.
No, not that no, bad. But
we're going to convince you, Aaron, to raise your whatever score you have in mind right now. We're going to get you to raise it by at least 1 point. Just watch.
But 10 is already as high as it goes.
At a 1.
Dang, dude.
The critics' consensus, they say fast-paced savagery and a memorable twist aren't enough to make up for Trick's slavish devotion to superior slasher films of the past. Which I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it had a slavish devotion to superior slasher films of the past. I felt like it was at least trying to do its own thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like this movie was different than a lot of other slasher movies, which I enjoyed.
Agreed. And we will get into that in a mm-hmm. bit. Before we get into detailed thoughts. But none of us have seen it. I think we've established that. Nobody even knew this existed. I don't know how it or when it came out or what to, but what were your initial general thoughts on this movie?
So I'll go first since I picked it.
Yeah.
First of all, I just looked up slasher Halloween movies. I was trying to find one.
Fair enough.
Since, you know, Halloween is tomorrow.
Right.
I originally, as you guys know, was going to go with The Ring. But then I'm like, nah, I feel like since Halloween's so close, we should do a slasher. So I looked it up, went through different movies, saw Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
watched the trailer and I'm like, no, that looked a little, honestly, I feel like that would have been more stupid than this one. So I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, I could get into this. So first thoughts is fairly normal. I feel like slasher film, you know, somebody gets their start with being a slasher and wanting to kill people. I feel like I enjoyed the movie because I feel like there was almost more death than other slasher films I've seen.
Yeah. That's what the critics' consensus, the fast paced savagery.
Yeah.
Man, it was just from the start and throughout nonstop, just killing.
It's like nobody's untouchable. Oh,
right.
You looked at me dead.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Just
so
for no reason. So give the writers credit for that, man. They went all in on the slasher aspect.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that portion more than maybe like, you know, the Halloween movies where everything's a little bit slower because, you know, he's walking everywhere. But this person, you know, the slasher basically looks like they almost have a little bit of fight training in a way. Yes. Like if you just see some, so I think some of the action was actually was pretty well done to where it's not just a normal like walk up and stab somebody. Like this slasher is doing some different moves. And
yes, and I enjoyed that aspect of it too, where it's not just, you know, this slow walking guy. I mean, he's jumping around and running. That
dude
made it at least interesting, you know,
hopping different. Up on people's shoulders, like
right. I also enjoyed that they kind of took the slasher formula and kind of gave it a bit of a mystery and investigation kind of aspect to it. That made it more interesting than just it just you know, there's these five teens and at some point throughout this movie they're gonna die. Like, no, just there was multiple, I guess, days that this happened over and multiple instances of separate slasher instances. So I like that. And I like the whole, who is it? Is it supernatural? Is it a person? It was, like I said, nothing groundbreaking, nothing. They're not reinventing the wheel here, but I think a little enough tweaks to make it feel different and to make it at least keep my attention.
Yeah. And I will send them, let Aaron go. The thing that I like the most about this movie, which for me, I think brings up the quality of the movie a little bit higher than what you would normally think, is something that we'll get into a little bit later. But I really enjoyed a different aspect of this movie that we'll probably talk about here in a little bit, which to me made it, you know, again, not just these normal slasher movies, but also gives you a nice different point of the movie, which I think makes the movie even better than just crappy.
I think we're on the same page, Aaron.
Yep.
Tell us how shitty it was.
Listen, I'm trying to be more fair to the slasher genre. I think it's the lowest of the low for movie genre. It's just absolute stupidity, and that's what this is. And I feel like they sat around coming up with ideas for kills because there's 100 of them.
But
and then they're like, I don't know, put this cop story around it. Doesn't make much.
But here's okay.
But then there are parts you were talking about, we don't know if it's supernatural or not. It's because they show us things that are very 100% supernatural and then that never get explained.
It's I don't know. We'll have
what
to talk
the
about.
Hell is going on here?
I'll give you that. There was a bit of how do I want to word to deception by misinformation, I guess, or where they just don't show you enough to be able to comprehend what's happening. There are a few instances of that.
We'll have to talk about that. Okay.
But overall, I didn't mind it. I mean, as far as them trying to be keep it a mystery, I didn't mind it entirely.
There's just so many, and it's a slasher. I know, what do you do? But it just felt like one scene after another, they would go from, how do we isolate one dumb cop from the rest of the dumb cops so that we can kill him?
Okay.
And then another scene of, how do we isolate yet another stupid victim away from the rest of the crowd?
Okay, yes, yes.
Totally agree.
Agreed.
Go ahead, Shane.
I'm trying to think of how I want to ask this. Yeah, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I do like Aaron's point, though. I do agree. Slashers as an entire genre, when we compare these movies, are naturally just going to be less, you know, not as good as other movies.
Uh-huh.
So so to that point, I totally agree with that. So when it comes to just thinking about like horror slasher movies,
right. And that's what I'll try to do is compare it.
To me, I think I like this movie more than a lot of other slashers I've seen, and we'll get more into that.
So let's talk about the story a bit, and that'll allow us to dive into the
this will be quick.
Well, fair enough. So
I don't like your attitude.
Sorry, you're right. I'll be real negative.
Yeah, here's the thing is there were a lot of moments and we can point them out where I just had to be like, you know what? It's a slasher. It gets a pass for that. Starting with the beginning of the movie, and this'll kick into the plot.
For God, there's sakes, a group of high schoolers. I mean, it took 10 seconds for me to be like, I'm about to turn this off. I'm about to turn this off.
All right, hold on.
It's like like 10 teenagers playing spin the real 40-year-old
teenagers.
40-year-old teenagers.
Playing not spin the bottle.
Nope, spin the butcher knife.
Spin the butcher knife.
But it's Halloween.
All right. So, and I'm like, that's stupid. Fine, all right, fine. I can and give then it a pass, though, whatever.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that this was their attempt at a backstory. I don't know why he started killing people, because he was supposed to kiss a guy playing spin the butcher knife.
No, I don't know.
I think he planned it already.
Yeah, I think just whoever.
So anyway, that's not the part that there is no backstory. That's frustrating. Right. He just self.
He spun the knife. It pointed towards a guy. He killed that guy. He and then just starts slaughtering
everybody one by one as the rest of the brainless idiots stand there saying, "Oh my God, no!" or just not saying anything or going to help try to stop the bleeding. He not a single one runs away. Presenting this
really negatively.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I'm telling you guys right now, if any of us are together in a group and somebody starts stabbing, I'm not staying to save you.
That's fair.
I do agree.
Because I'd be the one stabbing, so why would you want to save me?
I'm not staying to save Nate.
Yeah, but what if I'm bleeding from my neck? Dude?
Right, from his neck.
No, I would say, he's got a knife, and then throw one of my other friends at him and run.
That's fair. I mean, you got to have a plan. All right, so let's get the plot in. So he kills almost everybody, lots of people. He gets stabbed in the gut with a poker. We'll get into some silliness about that later. But he goes to the hospital, breaks out somehow, gets shot 87 times, falls out of a window.
Falls from the 64th story window.
It wasn't. They literally said 2 floors.
Yeah, he got shot 3 times, I think. He fell out of the second floor window. Yeah.
Okay, so let's recount that list. Stabbed through with a fire poker.
Yep.
Shot multiple times.
At least 3 times.
Well, you don't
fell
know
out of a two-story window. Yeah. And then somehow crawls to the river to escape? Yep,
and swims and
leaves
away.
No trail of blood or...
That's fine. I'm fine with that. All of that didn't bother me.
I'm fine with
I'm
that.
I'm watching a slasher movie. If I have issues with that, I'm the idiot.
What you guys are just saying, I have some rebuttals to that, but I don't know if we're doing spoilers yet. So
well,
let's
get through the whole story first. We'll rewind, go to the beginning, gripes. So he gets away. Next Halloween, another massacre. Maybe it's him, maybe it's not. The detectives are there too. One thinks it's him, one thinks it's not. Omar Epps keeps saying it's him. The sheriff says, no, it's not. Whatever, they don't solve that. Another year, another massacre. Every time on Halloween, either this person Trick, it's his nickname because his name's Patrick, and it's clever Halloweeny, so it's cutesy. It's either Trick or it's some supernatural thing that's possessing people. That those are their theories that they're playing out, or it's copycat killer, whatever. So that's where we are present day. It's coming up to Halloween. They're still trying to figure it out, and a lot of killing happens, and that's the story. That's basically the story. So Dudley, you had some rebuttals to the silliness, and I'm being facetious when I give these details, sure. Because they're absolutely stupid. There's no doubt about that. But did they bother me? No, not one bit. Did it bother me that this dude got shot 3 times, fell out of a window, and still survived? Maybe, or somehow disappeared, who knows. No, hell no, that didn't bother me. It's a slasher
the reason
movie.
It bothers me, it wouldn't have bothered me, because the entire movie we're supposed to be led to believe something crazy supernatural is going on. And then it's like, okay, by the way, spoilers, big time. So turn it off if you want to see this movie. But so then at the end, it's like, no, it's just real dudes.
Yep.
That's it.
me, I think explains a lot.
Doesn't explain how he lived or how he got away.
I here you go. You ready?
No, because at that point, and if you say, oh, he had somebody out there waiting for him, whatever, at that point he didn't have this entourage. That following started because
that's
of what
where
he did.
The explanation exists because, like Aaron said, spoiler alert, the big reveal at the end is that there's not one person that is this slasher. It's this person and a group of people that for some unexplained reason
for no reason really, decide to also kill people under this name Trick. So one of those people was the ambulance driver outside the hospital. That's supposed to be, I guess, how he got away.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
But where it falls apart is where you dig into how long has this been planned? Were they in it from the beginning? What is their motivation?
Yeah, that's the number one.
But you can't think about that. It does that hurt it? Yes, that
well, sure. But even if what were they? They got three guys out there with a trampoline, like old school firefighters. That he's still dead.
Well, right.
Yeah, I mean, he broke right. his back. He right. broke his back.
Yeah, he broke his back.
And then they just took him to a not hospital and surgically repaired all of his most certainly mortal bullet shots to his chest. I mean,
think about all the movies that are not Halloween movies where these guys get shot and then they have somebody take the bullets out and heal them.
Yeah, usually it's like a he got shot three times in the chest.
All I'm saying is that ambulance guy definitely put him in the ambulance and then they acted like he went into the river. Fine.
And the doctor was in on it. And the doctor, yeah, maybe, so unless I
you say you didn't have an entourage. You say you didn't have, but that doctor literally gave him the key to get out of his cuffs.
Right, but that's what I mean is when did that get established?
For sure.
Why did that get established?
For sure. And
was that doctor? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, I either misread it or I'm an idiot. Was the doctor his dad?
Well, that was my question. It's like, first, okay, so then they go into this thing. This movie. They're like, oh, let's find out who this Patrick Weaver is. And he's like this mystery guy. And that's why I'm thinking, okay, it's supernatural. Because they're like, oh, he's got no parents. He's got no backstory. Like, how the hell did he enroll in school in the first place? How? And then
emails.
He just disappears. Remember? And assumes a yep. new identity. Emails. And nobody's like, hey, who's this new dude with a broken back and three bullet wounds?
Man, he didn't go back to school.
Okay, oh, well, he got a no, job.
He rolled in a wheelchair with bullet holes.
Yeah, dude, okay, but to graduated that point,
that day, okay, he did not go back to school.
He was rolling around the hospital in a jail outfit. Like, that's what I don't get. So I do.
For
I
Halloween.
It was a Halloween costume.
They were wearing costumes.
Oh, duh. Thank you. I knew that. I was just kidding.
Come yeah, on.
Okay, so then where also it led me to believe that it was supernatural, and I would have been fine with if it was, it's like all this weird stuff happens with the TVs where his face shows up. Or
yeah, plays. that was stupid. I didn't
really
understand
stupid.
That bit at
and,
all.
Why did it happen?
I don't know.
What do you mean? No, like the TVs? I literally just think that's like video camera plugged in and they and with like a dark screen and then they just put their face in and back out.
Why?
Yeah. I don't I understand that it's
make
possible
a scary
that could have
movie
happened.
Scene?
I don't understand the purpose or I mean that one just it.
And then they knew where that girl would be at that instant to show the recording of her father's getting pushed off the building. And
yeah,
I don't know. And then they keep saying, oh, everywhere this guy goes, the video's deleted. Like, okay, I get it. The kid worked at the hospital. He had access to that video room or maybe kind of, I guess I'll buy that. What's he do? Go around town deleting videos and there's no evidence of anything ever?
Yes.
I mean, I would have bought in more if it was supernatural.
No,
otherwise, it's just stupid humans with no backstories and no motivation.
It 100%. Undoubtedly, the story falls apart with any type of inspection or further investigation or further thought, really, about anything that's happening. There's no doubt about that, but I'd still...
I mean, I don't think he's the only one deleting camera footage because you have a police officer, you have a bartender, you have an ambulance
driver,
right. You have a doctor, you have him. So, like, you have
so all that makes people. Sense, I guess, where all the things happened, there were people involved. So, yeah, that bit does make a bit of sense, I suppose. I just had issues with why, I guess.
what.
Yeah,
that's my issue for every slasher movie. And especially this one. Like, they didn't take a breath for a second to give any backstory or character arc for anybody.
And having said that, that still is an issue. I still have that issue. However, despite that, I think the overall story worked as a setup for what they wanted to present, which was this just nonstop crazy slasher movie around an investigation. And I thought,
with the twist, I thought
the pacing worked very well.
Yeah, I did too.
And
I guess I will never understand, like, okay, but there has to be more. Even dumb action movies, there has to be more. Your characters have to matter, or it's just repeated killings that, as extreme as you want to go, they still get boring because you're seeing the same thing over and over and over with no reason to explain why anything in this movie is happening.
So, okay, I agree with that, and I think if they did a trick two, you would have a really good point.
I would never even consider watching it. You better do it in your first movie if you want a sequel to happen.
Yeah, I know, but to your point, it's like, if they don't plan on making a second one, then I don't think the movie is revolved around the backstory of the characters and why they got involved with doing this. I think more of the movie was, to me, is this is a different type of slasher because of the twist that there's five killers and not just one.
Fine. If you're into slashers, that's fine. But there's still, to me, there has to be more than just, here, watch this guy kill people.
But see, that's the thing, is it doesn't. To fans of slashers, there doesn't need to be. So did the why?
But this isn't frustrate, like, even the kills aren't that creative. It's just a guy stabbing people with knives repeatedly. Yeah, but
he did it cool, though. Like, some of the things they did was pretty sweet. He hopped up on somebody's shoulders and said, "What's up?" before.
And there was definitely the a lot of times the people should have hurt him, them, killed them, stopped them.
Every armed, but there was definitely some stupidity going on. They're like, "Oh, I'm gonna go alone. I forgot that I have."
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere alone. Yeah,
there was definitely some silliness. Not enough to ruin it, completely ruin it for me, but enough to kind of pull me out of the movie and be like, "Why? What? What is
okay?
What are they doing?" The one that really busted.
Did they call over the radio and be like, "Hey, don't go in there alone.
Too late. I'm doing this.
Oh, I'm gonna go."
The one that
run into here.
The one that really bugged me is when the female cop was on the barge.
Oh god, that whole scene was hilarious, and not in a good way.
But so they're like trying to be like, "Oh no, we have to warn her," and it's like, okay, sure. You're cops. You have radios.
Yep.
Like, she's running to the barge yelling at her while I'm looking at the radio on her uniform.
Well, she said that the radio doesn't work.
No, it didn't work because when it stabbed her, then it stabbed the radio and broke the radio. Then, the radio doesn't work.
Yeah. Now we can't call for help. Okay. Oh, an ambulance would take too long. I'll carry you to my police car and then drive you to the hospital. That will surely be quicker. Idiots.
I mean, it probably would be quicker.
Well, yeah,
and then they were like, one of the killers is the ambulance driver. Like, oh shoot, we have to kind of establish this female officer as a real character, and she's putting her in the car, like, "Hey, tell me about your life." "Oh, I just met someone." Smash, dead. What a dumb scene.
Okay. So you said they're only out there stabbing people, but she didn't die like that. I mean,
true. I also forgot that one of them is just the most expert of crane operators in the history of the world that could just pull that off.
That was pretty sweet. I bet that's the ambulance driver. Now, hear me out, though. Tell me that this movie doesn't have one of the coolest killing scenes ever, right at the beginning when he's looking with his mask, and then he's looking at this dude that he was supposed to kiss and spin the knife, and he spins his mask around and he says, "What's up, dude?" And then like, dude, I was like, hell yeah, and that's
sweet. We had the now again, completely nonsensical, completely, there's no way it works in real life, but the whole thing where he had the
I think it was an FBI agent, had the thing around his neck and, and with all the weight on it that was pressuring him, going to cut his head off.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's like 25 bricks. Just lift it up.
That's a lot of bricks.
Yeah, dude, that's heavy. What, Aaron thinks he's Superman out here. Just lift it up.
And
you know how to look at it.
And hold on.
I think you could carry three cinder blocks. There's like eight of them.
He was lifting it up, kind of. And then the killer just straight up jumped on it, dude, to add more weight.
Beast. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that made me to crack me up. This is what I liked about the movie. I agree. It was not a great movie. Not, you know, could have been way better. It was a nonsensical slasher film.
Absolutely.
But I think that this movie has done things that other slasher movies haven't, and thought outside the box of a normal, you know, Halloween slasher.
It had some moments.
Really?
It at least it had some fun, memorable moments. Absolutely. Whether it was reinventing the wheel or going, you know,
you want to know something completely different. Favorite memorable moment when they reveal that it's not just one guy, it's more than one, and the officer Doofy from the I can't remember his real name, but he was basically like the most inept police officer ever.
Yeah,
and he's standing, he's Deputy like Slater. I'll stop them, and then it's like he turns around with the most so ridiculous stupid. This dude took the time to paint his face for this reveal. And then in the very next scene, he's like, oh, I better wipe it off. I got to go back in the hospital. Like, you can't just reveal, hey, I'm part of their team. Sorry, bro. Sorry, buddy. I
had Brad. To
put this face paint on real quick. Yeah. So I
very
can show
stupid.
You.
Very stupid. But whatever. I don't know. It was. Like I said, there were enough moments. And the pace was good enough that.
Here's the other issue, though.
Okay.
Those moments, so first of all, I don't know that I've ever noticed such bad sound design in a movie, like a professionally made movie, not an amateur movie. The audio was terrible, and it was the music way too loud, sound effects way too loud. The audio of them talking changed volume from one scene to the next. I mean, in the ridiculous. When you stab somebody with a knife, it doesn't go shink, shink when you stab. Like, come on. It's really stupid.
Have you ever stabbed somebody?
I'll that start with you if you make another movie like this. Golly, this movie, like, it's such bad quality.
Yes,
bad editing. There were some weird angles. There was one.
Of course,
scene.
It was. You didn't enjoy it.
No.
What?
You're okay.
I don't understand how you find. I don't see somebody killing for no reason. If there's a story, movies tell stories. This is not a story. It's scene after scene of a guy stabbing somebody. That's not
that's
interesting
called a slasher.
To me. It's not interesting.
I feel like we have this conversation every time we review a slasher movie.
I
don't know why you
story.
Want more from them.
Because you watch movies to be told a story. This is not this cannot even qualify as a story.
There's a lot of people that watch movies for things other than the story.
I feel like those are more thrillers, Aaron, which, you know, are really good made movies where slashers.
Then I will never be convinced that slashers are anything above just crap garbage genre.
Sometimes
for entertainment, yeah.
But why is it entertaining to see a guy slash up other people?
Because that's what people
think about.
Not,
think about all the different ways to kill people, though.
How is this any more creative than any other slasher in which a guy stabs somebody?
Because of the twist of having five killers.
Okay, there have been slashers in which there have been multiple killers.
Yeah, but five, name one, go.
Okay, they increase the number of them.
And there was some interesting. There's nothing new about this. There's nothing.
No, not one bit.
But it still was. I didn't hate watching it. Not one. Even the times where I was like, oh, that's dumb as hell. It wasn't like angry me thinking that.
Yeah,
like, oh my God,
same.
This stupid ass movie.
Same.
It was more like, that's dumb as hell, but whatever. I mean, it's
it's a slasher. I'll give it a pass. It's doing enough right, I guess, to keep me entertained. I never once hated its stupidity. It was just kind of like, oh my gosh, it was more eye rolling than anything.
And then there's a few twists. One is mostly just useless because I guessed it from the start when who's the jock guy? I can't remember his name.
Oh yeah, the one that acted like he
killed Troy. Yeah, Troy. Yeah, supposedly Troy was the big hero and stabbed him with the poker fireplace poker. And
yep.
Oh, it turns out it was the girl all the time, and he was just like,
which I'm pretty certain, like
we all knew that.
Yeah, didn't at the beginning she was the one that said, "Hey, Trick,"
yeah,
and stabbed him. Like we all saw it.
So that's that what was, I mean, like what is
the worst the part of this movie? One. Can't try to trick us if you've showed us what happened. And two, what's your point? What are you trying to achieve? What's the point of
just so that you could have that thing? Moment of remember, because they were trying to protect the kid thinking that he was getting revenge on him.
Oh, right.
They
should go to try to protect him so instead of all, her.
And then like,
what kind of, how do you jump to that conclusion? The guy killed 25 other people. Why do you think he's singling out this one guy?
Yeah, that was definitely bad writing. No doubt about that one.
I whatever. And if it was a revenge thing, which it very clearly wasn't, why wouldn't he have just killed him and all the other chances he had to kill him? One of his friends was in the group.
Yeah. I don't know.
My whole thing. What's the point?
Because they wanted all the people to know that they're about to die, but not kill them yet. You know.
Oh yeah. So they had to wave their knife like an idiot.
Yeah, and put Denver underneath the bridge, and send a message.
Right.
Yeah. Because, what was that? All
why?
About? That wasn't
okay.
Even Halloween.
I'm not
somebody that they killed.
I'm not trying to add to Aaron's already hatred of the movie, but it's funny that they literally, it seems like they're trying to solve this case just around Halloween.
Right. They're like, shoot, it's 3 days till Halloween. I need to pull that file out.
Yeah.
I was laughing too.
The serial killer aside, we put it off for a whole year. We better get back to it.
And that's what I mean. Like it was incredibly stupid, but it was more like made me laugh stupid. Like this dude would just sit at a diner all mopey looking at like a drawing of the pumpkin head trying to figure out who it is. Like there's no other evidence to look at.
Yep.
You're just chilling here looking at a drawing, be like, I know I've seen this face before.
You got fired. It's like, no wonder this dude got fired. Then he's spitting out as he's jumping to this dude's the devil, pure evil. Not even, it's definitely a ghost. Like, dude, go do some real cop work. Okay. Come on.
But in their defense, they knew who it was, but they never found the body. So they didn't know if he was still alive or not, and if it truly was him.
Well,
or
they kind of knew who it was because it was maybe a real person.
They knew it was
still
Patrick
none of that
Weaver.
Makes sense.
And my favorite line from the police, because, you know, it's Halloween and they know it's going to happen. And this has happened multiple times in years past. Everybody's gathering around for Halloween, and the cops before that, the lady cop sheriff was like, "You don't think a curfew would work, do you?" Like, yeah, it couldn't hurt, lady. Like, why is this town so stupid that they know this is, and they're all just like, "Let's go celebrate."
Because it didn't always happen at that town.
The two
that
survivors.
It only happened once at that town, and then it happened at
the end of the movie. Yeah.
Oh my god, and like why would those survivors, wouldn't you think those survivors would have some sort of like PTSD and just wouldn't celebrate Halloween?
No.
Oh, that black girl for sure who got the blood all over her.
That man just bled out of his neck into your mouth. You're not
like
the same.
All over you. There's I agree. I totally agree. If anybody has it, it's her.
Yeah, that was
And but every victim again, in this movie, their acting was on par with what's his name? Four Leaf from Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
when he's getting his hands blasted off. He's like,
there was some questionable acting in this for sure.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what to think about that would be a positive for this movie. Like, I'm telling you, the filmmaking was terrible. The acting was mostly terrible. The lead actress was fine, but
I thought that, see, now that's where I think that the lead actors, I think Omar Epps, now here, they were not given anything to work with as far as like development of character or backstory. Yeah, but as far as what they brought to their roles, I don't think any of them were bad. As far as Omar Epps, Christina Reyes, and then blanking on Drew, the sheriff, Ellen Adair. I thought they all did fine.
Fine enough.
They weren't given anything to do, but it's not like they were sitting there being terrible.
Yeah, agreed. Imagine this movie with Mark Wahlberg, though.
Oh my God. I had one other gripe, and again, it more made me laugh than anything. Just so the main girl, Cheryl, Christina Reyes character, the whole thing with her dad being in a coma,
that scene just came
out of nowhere.
Best.
Where, like, what do you mean? Wait, because she's like, hasn't been the same since that thing happened to my dad. And we're like, hold up, what thing? What the hell are you talking about? And then she's just at the hospital, like, which one of these is an apple? And he's like, we're like, wait, what happened? What? Why are you leaving us in the dark?
But then we got that scene with the worst sappy Hallmark music, and she's like, "Daddy, I need you." And then she flips open the covers, and he's just been dead the whole damn time. She's just
talking to a dead dude. Okay, hold on. You guys are making it sound like it was completely not set up. They even said that he fell off the building, right. And then they're like, "Well, we think he might have jumped." And so then she's thinking that he jumped, but she's like, I know that he wouldn't do that. And then it shows the video of him getting pushed off.
Yeah, so later it gets to that. But initially I was like, where did this come from? What the hell? What sort of twist is this? What do we... And well, I still don't know what they're...
The killers were coming after her for her stabbing.
Again, there are so many of them. Why not just kill her?
Because...
Yeah. They could have, because they wanted to do it on Halloween. Duh.
Ever heard of like revenge and torture? So they're torturing her.
Yeah, but she's very clearly doesn't understand that
psychological warfare.
It was a targeted thing.
Yeah, because she doesn't remember.
Right. I forgot. Yeah, TJ, whatever the hell.
If they wanted to psychologically torture, they'd be like, remember when you stabbed me? Now I want to get you, but first your dad. Wouldn't they want to make it known that they did it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of covering up the fact that they did it? Wouldn't they want to like send her the video of like, here, I pushed her off. I'm coming after you.
And how does she not... let's just not talk about it anymore, that dumb twist. It was entirely pointless. It's like, Troy's like, oh, I took credit because she didn't remember. But there was a scene immediately following that initial scene where she's in the hospital giving a 3 pages worth of details about Patrick's life.
Yeah, definitely.
But well, she forgot that she stabbed him.
Yeah, she remembered Patrick, but...
Well, she was in shock.
Yeah, ever heard of shock?
I was in shock. But
my thing is, I know that it's a stupid little twist, but I feel like it was... covered up kind of good by the fact that Troy is a pick me type of, ooh, look at me. So he just wanted to take credit.
Yes, his part of it, I get 100%. The reason for that existing, I mean, I know what it is. Like, it's so that they can be like, oh no, he's going after Troy.
And there's such an easy fix. Why wouldn't, you know, let's just say some random other person in that party stabbed him and then got killed. But then he took credit for it and she never said, they just wanted some reason to make her the target of all this, but it was completely pointless.
When she wasn't. Yeah. There was no reason for it. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but we're at the point where
wait, hold on. Time out real quick. Also, my favorite part at the very end where the lady cop is talking with the I don't know any of their names. Sheriff is talking to the female victim, Catherine, I think. And they're like, oh, we're just having this conversation. And then Omar Epps just pops up. And they're like, hey, he's alive. No, there's no way he lived. There's no way.
Stabbed 47 times by all 47 killers, dude.
That dude had more knives in him than Pinhead had pins in his face. That dude got stabbed. That was the moment where it turned into a parody, because they were just kept like walking up and be like, stab, and he'd be like, stab. And
he had the same facial expression the entire time. Like, he never was more dying. It was always the same laying there and just staring
at them. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
He might as well have just been like, next.
All
right, let's do this.
Let's rate this. Dudley, you pick this. You want to go?
Yep.
Want to go first or last?
I'll go first and do this kind of quick, so we could maybe do a couple of this or that.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm gonna go again. Slasher film. It was not made great. Kind of stupid, but it was entertaining, and I do like the fact that it has. The killing scenes were better in this slash film than I think in a lot of other ones I've seen. A lot more action packed, a lot faster pace. And then I did like the twist that there's five killers. I know it's not necessarily new, but the fact that bringing that out, I feel like helped that story a little bit. So I'm going to go with a 5.5.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go next. Ahead. Yeah, I'm at a 3. You've heard all my reasons. It's just not well made.
Three.
33. Nice. It's just mostly pointless, not entertaining, not scary. Slashers never are. It's just mostly stupid. So 3.
Okay. Yeah, it's really stupid. It's really nonsensical. It's silly. But it had good pacing. It kept me interested. It had a good enough mixture of slasher elements with the mystery elements, the investigation elements. It was fine. I didn't hate it as far as my enjoyment. As far as like the quality of movie, it's bad. No doubt. It's bad, bad. But I didn't hate it. It's not like I'm mad that I watched it.
Yep.
Still, though, I'm giving it a 4.5. That's a D. So, yeah, it's not good, but I didn't hate it. I'm not mad I watched it. So that gives us what?
4.34,
which is a D minus. And it deserves that. But this is one of the more enjoyable D minus movies you'll watch. At least for me, it was.
Yeah, same.
Wait, did I say 4.34. Okay. Anyway, so along those same lines, we have this or Joe Dirt, and I'm going Joe Dirt 10 times.
Damn, yeah, same.
This or Shivers? What the hell is Shivers? It says pre-1980s month. We did that one.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying. Who's the director? I feel embarrassed. I'm blanking his name. He does all the body horror movies.
I got you in just a second. It is
David
Cronenberg.
Oh, Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, yeah. It was one of his earlier movies.
Yeah,
I'm going with this.
I've never seen that.
So. I watched that one, and I actually would pick this. I didn't like that one much.
This or Glass?
Glass was bad. Glass was bad. This is bad. I'm going to pick Glass.
Glass was bad. I'll pick Glass, too, though.
This or the incredible underrated Waterworld.
I'm going Waterworld all day.
I'm going with this. Waterworld
all day.
This or 8 Mile.
8 Mile.
Oh yeah, 8 Mile.
That's that low.
Well, it's terrible.
Fair enough.
This or gosh, Zombieland. I was trying to find something that I'd rather watch this over, and I would rather watch this over Zombieland.
You know what this kind of had a feeling of with its just silliness and just that's the word, silliness. It kind of had like a Mindhunters feel to it, where it's slasher killers with this terrible mystery and it's just poor writing, but it's so bad that it's kind of fun. Watching how bad it is.
That's the thing, though. This didn't enter the so bad it's fun territory.
No, and it didn't have the actors or the
Mindhunters. I gave a 0.5, and I would watch it over this movie.
100%. That at least had some actors and some personalities in it.
But anyway, yeah, that's it. So, not great. Horror Month now is an average of 5.18 for our scores.
It's a bad month.
Yeah.
It was a bad month. I mean, yeah. We had some big time disappointments. Like Hellraiser, I thought that was going to be a lot better.
Yep.
Yeah, it happens. What did I pick? I don't even remember what I picked. And
you picked The Wailing.
The Wailing. Yeah, movie. Man, it was such good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, and that was disappointing. Just bad luck, I guess. We what happened is we all picked movies we hadn't seen before, and that's always a
yep. So movies we hadn't seen or new releases, which obviously we hadn't seen. So yeah, all four picks this month, though, that's good. Nobody had seen them prior to reviewing them.
Yeah,
it happens. Unfortunately, it happens. But honestly, I'd pick this over The Wailing. I'd probably pick this over the new Hellraiser.
I don't know. That's a coin flip. The Hellraiser is just a better made crap movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go crap, go full crap. At least make me entertained by how crappy it is.
Are you not entertained?
Right. Maybe that's the way to go. It's fast.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah. Well, that's rough, but that's our horror month for you. And we finished it off with Trick. It's at 4.34, a D-. It happens. But who's next? Does anybody know who picks next?
Steve's got next pick.
Okay. So we'll see what he wants to do, and I guess we'll see you next week. Unless anybody has something else to say, go ahead and end it.
No, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Good day, sir. Sir, I said good day.
Yeah. See ya.
Hasta la vista, baby.
This has been
the Movie Review Crew podcast. Remember to find us online on your favorite social media apps and go to our website, moviereviewcrew.com.
Yeah. Linger, man.
Yeah, totally.
Linger.
Hardcore.